I thought it was really good. You know, obviously, we've had a really good stretch of OTAs, and to get started with mini camp today was fun. I thought we competed really well, offense and defense, and obviously that's been something that Dan has stressed from day one, but I thought it was really evident today. I thought there was really good competition. Guys are flying around. I like where we're at, and you know, now the challenge is to be better at it tomorrow and be better Thursday.
The offensive line looks like it's really coming together. You guys were blowing over big holes in practice.
Yeah, I mean, our offensive line has done a great job. I think for a lot of those guys, being year two in the system helps, you know, just the comfort level of playing next to each other, but also, you know, knowing your calls inside and out, those kind of things. I think those guys are really on the same page, and you know, I've been really impressed with their offseason, the way that they've worked, both in the weight room and the meeting room, but really the way that they competed on the field has been fun to watch.
Yeah, the consistent running game, was that kind of what was missing, and you feel a lot better going into this season right now?
Well, I thought we ran the ball pretty well last year. You know, I thought at times we were dominant in the run game. I think back to the Dallas game, we ran the ball really effectively, even against Carolina a couple times. I mean, the second time we played them, you know, while the yardage might not have been as big as you might like, I think the effectiveness of the run game was huge. So I thought we did a nice job with that last year, but we can certainly be better.
Matt, can you speak to Devontae's toughness and what he showed you last year in the Pro Bowl season?
Yeah, I think, you know, Devontae is as relentless a competitor as there is. I mean, he loves to go out there and play. And, you know, his physical toughness is there. His mental toughness is right there. I mean, regardless of the situation, he's going out there. He knows one way to play, and that's all out. And when you have guys like that on your team, you know, that's, you always have a chance. But, you know, even for young guys watching him, the way that he works, the way that he competes, I mean, that kind of stuff is contagious. And, you know, it's been really good for us.
Hey, man, I know you got to take care of your stuff, but what has jumped out to you from the offensive rookies? Hooper's just back today. Schweitzer and Fuller's been hurt.
Yeah, you know, I've been impressed with some of our young guys. You know, young guy Dave Glidden's done a Dave's done a really good job for us as a young wide receiver coming in, a little slot guy. Been very impressed with him. Austin getting out there today for the first time has that was fun to watch. You know, good to see him. He's a big, athletic guy, physical, did a couple nice things for us today. And then even some second year guys, you know, it's good to see guys like Tevin Coleman coming into his own, looks really comfortable within the system. I think his confidence is really high, and it should be, because he's such a talented guy, and he's going to be really good for us. So I've been impressed with a lot of the young guys.
Talk about the tight ends. So you're doing a little extra with Tammy here toward the end. Talk about your group of tight ends and how they're progressing.
Yeah, I really like our group of tight ends. You know, obviously with the addition of Austin Hooper, you know, it's great for us. But Tammy did a really nice job for us all last year. I think him being in year two of the system, he and I having more experience, more time on task, that's really going to benefit us. And then Levine Toilolo, I mean, to me, he did a great job. He was kind of an unsung guy last year for us, but was rock solid in the run game, and he's continued to improve in the pass game, and I feel like he's had a really good offseason.
Matt, when they signed Alex, did you and he kind of contact each other right away and talk about how you get on the same page and so on?
Yeah. I reached out to him really quickly. I'd actually run into him at the Super Bowl this past year and just in passing, and knew that he might be up for free agency, and told him it might be a good place to come.
You didn't tamper.
No, absolutely not. But nothing that I don't think anybody else has ever done. But, you know, when he did sign here, he was, you know, I had to have been one of the first guys to contact him, because, you know, I think he's such a great player. But as I've gotten to know him better and better, he's a great leader, too. He's a really good guy in the locker room, really conscientious and detailed. And I think he's going to be good for our young guys to learn from him on the offensive line.
Matt, some of those young linebackers are getting first-team reps today. What have you seen from them, from Jones and Campbell?
Yeah, I think Jones and Campbell, they've done a really good job. Both of them are super athletic. I mean, that's the number one thing going against them every day. And they're fast. And, you know, I think as they get more comfortable within the scheme, they're going to continue to get better and better. And that's exciting for us. So been really impressed with those guys. You know, they've made some good plays in the passing game, just, you know, their recovery skills and the length of both of them. Both those guys are long. And, you know, they've done a really good job.